Hello.
Hi, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Jerrica?
Yes, this is Jerrica. How are you today?
Jerrica, thank you. Sorry.
No worries.
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good, good. So we're following up. You wanted some changes on the account?
Yeah, a lot of changes.
I see. Okay. And are you talking about the website or what specifically?
Okay, so let's start with the information on the account in general, period.
Okay, so, and you're seeing that in the client dashboard, right?
Let's just take it all the way back to there. I got to get the pen. You're going to need a pen, right?
Yes, if you've received the pen already.
Yeah, let me get that envelope. That I just saw the email. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Where is it? Right here. Okay. You ready for the pen?
Go ahead.
87525.
Okay. And I'll send that to our team to take care of. One moment. Okay. That part done. Now, what else? Where do you want to start?
Okay, let's start at, get down the bucket. We're going to start at, they have my husband, Ron, which is also my partner, as the person to contact. But it's the right phone number. And you can say Ron or Jerrica when you contact. That's no problem. But on the site, let me sign onto the site so I can see and tell you exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The site, let's see here. Hold on. Got two windows popping up.
I hear you there. I have about 20 open.
Okay, so let's see here. Eco spray.
So let me just say something about phone numbers. Like our contact to you, Local Splash, we see more than one number on the account, but our contact to you, Local Splash, has the 512-713-8486, the number I just called you on. But we have the business number as the 512-587-8211.
Right. So let's change that number to the 587-1310.
Okay. We don't even have that one. So. Give me a, say that again.
512-587-1310. Now the 8211 is a number, but for some reason it doesn't ring all the time, you know. And we're clearly like right here.
Okay. So 512-587-1310, and let me just check on something else. We had that as a cell phone. We did have it only as a cell phone. So, okay, so the business changed the business number to this one. Okay. Okay. When they do that, they'll be changing it throughout everything else that we've done using that phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take we do landscaping, but I'm going to take that off.
Okay.
And I guess, or should we leave it? We do landscaping, but I'm concentrating more on, I guess we can leave it, but also at the top where the pressure washer is, I need to put welding up here where this,
What you're looking at now. Are you looking at the local Flash dashboard or are you looking at the website?
I'm sorry. I'm on the website. I did move and didn't tell you. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. let me go to the website. Okay. So when it says pressure washing at the top under your business name, that's because this is what they have your primary search phrase as. So you may do a lot of things, but there's one thing that's going to be your primary search phrase.
Well, let me ask you this before we move to the tab. Is there any way it can be pressure washing and home improvement services?
For a primary search phrase, I'm going to double check, but the answer has always been the primary search phrase needs to be usually one thing. It doesn't mean that you can't have home improvement as also.
Your website.
As something important that you do. But you sort of want to decide what's the most important that you do that's your primary. And give me just one moment, please.
No problem. Hey, Kanae.
Okay, I was double checking. Definitely, you know, the primary search phrase has to be one thing. So we can make sure when we go back to your keywords or your services that we're including what else you need there.
Got you. Okay, that's fine. I guess when we pull that up. Let's see here. I guess we'll leave that as the main search key, like you said, the pressure washing. But can we go to the layout of the website?
Okay, I'm looking at the website. So tell me what you're discussing.
Okay, the background picture. I want to change that.
Okay. Do we already have on file the picture you want to change to or not yet?
No, not yet. How do I go on and upload everything? Because I can upload it and put all the, you know, where I want this to be. Easier to do it while we're on the phone.
Okay, let me show you where you can upload it. Things. Can you go back to your dashboard?
Okay, so I haven't even been on my dashboard before, so let's take it from the top. Can I add my own pictures and recreate this website?
The pictures, yes, you can.
Okay.
I mean, you can send them to us and we do it, or I'm going to show you where you can directly put them in and change your cover photo and
all that. Okay. So take me from the top.
Okay. So let me first send, you want to go to my.localsplash.com.
My.local. Splash.com. Okay, I'm there.
And I'm resending this information. Okay, it's asking for a username, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just this phone number, just the numbers of the 512-587-8211. That's your username.
Mm-hmm.
Your password is... I don't see a password, so let me ask you, before I regenerate one, did you mm-hmm. already make your own password? Did you come in here once and change your password, or have you never been here?
I don't think I've ever been here, to be honest
okay.
with you. Mm-mm.
Okay, so if you didn't create your own, because the reason mm-hmm. is because if you created your own, I'm about to override it if I create you a password. So
that's
fine,
and then
okay.
I'll just change it, right?
You can if you want, yep.
Okay.
So you're going to have the password here in a minute. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this password has no capital letters and no space between the two different words. It's Go Internet.
Okay, hold on. Go, G-O, no capital words, just Go Internet, right?
That's correct.
If I could spell right, I can get it. Okay, there we go. Update password.
Because
your Google profile is not verified. Okay.
You just bypass that. Don't worry about that because our team will take care of it. Okay?
Okay.
So, you see a menu. What kind of device are you on?
I'm on a tablet.
Okay. So do you see a menu running across the whole top of this?
Lee's website listing, Google that right there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Go to the very end that says business info.
Yes, ma'am.
Click onto that one. That's the last one.
Now, let me ask you another question.
Okay.
I did that. Okay, so this right here, that was another thing on the website. It says Jonestown. We do all surrounding areas. I don't want just Jonestown. So, and this is my home address. Can I take this out? Because I don't want my home address nowhere on here.
Okay, so you're looking in the back end with Local Splash, and this top part is our information. So your address is, this address isn't showing to the public. This address
mm-mm,
is showing to you and to us. And we have to have an address
okay.
there. So,
okay.
So there's two questions in what you asked, so I'll address both. One, the address needs to stay. We have to have an address there. We're not showing it on your website. And,
Got it.
I'm going to double check that. Okay. And we're
but
not
the only there. Problem is when the address that shows, I'm mm-hmm. so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I didn't want to forget either. The
okay.
only thing, because I think I remember this in the conversation, the only thing when the address shows, it doesn't show the actual physical numbers, but it says Jonestown. And I don't want it to say Jonestown because we don't just cater to Jonestown. So should I give you another address to the business? Like, I have one, 405 Winterfield, and it's in Hutto. I'm fine with that.
Okay. So when we verify, I've sent that the numbers, the PIN number over to our team to get this verified.
Okay.
And they'll do that, but if you're going to have a change of address, then you'll need a new verification in that new area. So tell me about this other address. What kind of address is it?
Well, the address is a business address, but we don't have walk-in traffic there. It's where we park all our equipment and, you know, we use it for our storage all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you receive mail there?
No, I receive my mail in a P.O. box and and at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so you can't change that.
No worries.
Okay.
But can we take out of the
But on the website, the primary search phrase you're reading, it's never going to change. You're looking at that where it says pressure washing Jonestown. That can't be helped internally. But what we can present out on Google and to on your website can be changed, okay? So you and I are looking at something it can't be changed that your address is in Jonestown and, you know, unless you have an address change that you can get verified at, then that's going to change. However, how it's presented on the website is another story. So let me just look at your website, what it says right now, okay?
It says
serving Jonestown, Travis County. So do you see under our services where it says serving Jonestown, Travis County on the website? I'm toggling now back to the website.
That's too limited. People see Jonestown first, Travis County. You see what I'm saying?
So, you know, you can say, but it has to be realistic that it's close by. Like, what is the area that you serve? What would you call the area that you typically serve?
Austin.
How far is Austin from Jonestown?
15 minutes.
Okay. Okay. So then I can ask that they put this to say serving Austin and surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There. That's how it was supposed to be originally. It was never supposed to be Jonestown.
It by default will pull Jonestown from your address and go through everything that way by default. But we can change this part. We can change this
Perfect.
Part. Austin and surrounding areas. Okay. One moment. And, okay, so what's next?
Is that everything?
You get the garage?
No.
Okay, let me get that. You said, I'm sorry, what did you say? Tell me your name one more time.
My name's Shalette.
Shalette, thank you, Shalette. Now, what did you ask me?
Okay, what's next?
Okay, on the website you're asking?
Whatever it is that you'd like me to help with.
Oh, gotcha. What's next? Okay, let me go back over here. So sorry. I got distracted because somebody asked a question over here. What were we talking about?
I understand.
Okay. What's next on the website? The background picture.
Oh, I was going to show you where to do pictures. So this is where we started over here. So you were already in your dashboard. Let me go back to where you are. On this page, scroll to the very bottom.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Let me get back over there. Okay, scroll to the very bottom. Okay. Let me see. You can go back to home. Okay, now I'm at the bottom.
Okay, did you see these pictures? Oh, no, you're on home. So go back to business info.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then go to the bottom.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Now you see where it says cover photo and business photo?
Yep. I sure do.
Now, just a heads up, not sure how it works through here, but it's normal for the cover photo to be identical to the first picture in business photos. Okay, so because on our back end, we don't even differentiate between cover photo. It's just the first photo is the cover photo. Okay.
Gotcha.
So you can make changes here. And what you talked about how you want the big pictures arranged, this website will hold 20 pictures. And in that slideshow.
Okay.
The first three is sort of what the page is scrolling over. And in addition to that, when you put a picture in here, you can drag it around and rearrange them. So you can reorder them after you put them in.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
That's easy. I can do that. So all right. I could just recreate. So basically in this whole thing right here, if I want to, I can go, like, you got it. I can just go in here and add and change, you know, so the amount of tabs that's right here right now, let's see, this content. Okay, so this content is not edible. The search phrases?
No. It is only by you telling us. If you give us more words, we can add it.
What did you say again, Shalette?
So certain areas you can't edit yourself, but we can still do it for you if you let us know.
Okay. Okay, so I'm talking about the search phrases.
Okay.
Where it says brick cleaning, let's take the brick cleaning out and put welding.
Okay.
Or under pressure washing, put welding, and then move the cabinet, and then remove the brick cleaning.
Okay, just one moment.
Mm-hmm. Kanae, when you get a chance, come here. I want you to look at this. Just give me half. I don't need the whole thing. Just give me half. I need you to look at this to make sure that's what you wanted to say, because we know how much you love these.
Why you turn it up? I got to go to Austin and get a damn plug kit for your tie. I ran over fucking screws.
No, I'm on the phone. I'm in the meeting. Watch your mouth. Shalette don't want to hear your nasty mouth.
I'm sorry.
He said he's sorry, Shalette.
I wasn't paying attention, really, because I was busy working on your account. Thank you.
She said she wasn't paying attention. Thank goodness. What's she doing?
I got a screw in this time.
How can I?
I don't know. I'm going over at the gas station or in the road or right here.
Right here. Right there.
Big ass.
There's plenty of them.
And I can't pull it out because you pull that tag on real quick.
So we're going to drive it.
I'm going to go get a plug. I ain't going to drive it like that. I'm going to go get a plug, pull it out, and plug it.
You didn't want to hurt him.
Yeah, that'd be fair. I can do that while I was on the car.
I'm not going to have to get a new tire. Okay, so these are, when people search in Google, these are the search things that
we ask you, you know, and we create keywords related to your business. And so search phrases, keywords, the same thing. And these are keywords that we want to have your business found for. Now, having said that, this is not a finite list. It's not if you put every word you want in here, it doesn't mean they'll all show up necessarily. Some will show up before the others. You know, and they'll all rank on their own separately. So some will do better than others. On the flip side of that is that even if it's not listed here, any variation of any of these words or things that you do that are also reflected in your website and industry still have the same potential of showing up as well. So you it's not like every variation of pressure washing could come up with power washing and things like that. It doesn't have to be written. Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I had her take out brick clean.
You put welding in there?
She's going to put welding in there.
And just to let you know, on the search phrases, okay.
Go ahead.
The search phrases is a back-end list, okay? Nobody in the public has really seen this list. However, when if you went down further or when you're looking on your website and you see that list of services, it's often the identical list, but it doesn't have to be. Okay, so what shows on your website, you know, when they first set this up, they may copy it straight from the search phrases, but what shows on the website in that list doesn't have to be identical to what all the keywords you're trying to be found for. So just letting you know that if you look at your website, even though you asked me to make a change in your keywords, position of your keyword doesn't matter, but on services, the services list that shows on your website, then that's where I'm going to make sure that the welding is underneath pressure washing. Also, because this does show to the public, and I think that's what you might be thinking of as well. So do you know where I'm talking about on this list that looks the same that's on your website?
Yes.
Okay, let me show you where that's pulled.
Okay.
So show you where that's actually pulling from. If we go down just a little lot further and we get down to the part that says, all the way down to where it says services, it's not neat and tidy in list form, but all of that that's got the stars between it, that's what's creating the list on your website, the list of services. It's just not in list form here. So this is where I will also be asking them to add welding after pressure washing and remove brick cleaning, because that does show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I see that. And then we got to change the phone number.
Yes. They'll have to change the phone number in multiple places.
And then we got to change the Jonestown, the home cleaning in Austin to, let's see, Trust Eco Spray Green for home cleaning in Jonestown. No, I don't want that either.
Right, so we're going to want to change when I ask for Austin and surrounding area, I'm going to also ask change content throughout to Austin. Okay.
To Austin, right, but it's not home cleaning. We need to take the home cleaning off.
Okay, let me look at that. Okay.
It says the pros at perfect pressure wash will safe. I don't even know what that's saying. The pros at perfect pressure wash
will safely wash and protect your home's exterior. True Ethics Green for home cleaning in Johnstown. So they're talking about the outside, but that's not a sentence you want to use. I know what they mean, but it could be misleading, right?
Right. So, yeah, because it says, the pros at perfect pressure wash. I don't understand.
Okay. Well, you know what? Right there, that's just wrong, period. Okay. Right, what it's supposed to say is the pros at Eco Spray Green. That's what
correct. That
always should say your business name right there.
Correct. Trust Eco Spray Green for all your professional pressure washer and home improvement needs. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, so copy the sentence and change this. Okay. Now, tell me, there's two sentences there. The first sentence, you wanted to say the pros that EcoSpray Green will... Is it, are we keeping that with safely wash and protect your home's exterior? And are we changing the second sentence, or will we change the
I wanted to say the pros at EcoSpray Green, the pros at EcoSpray Green, ooh, I had it. I said it so smoothly just a minute ago. You see that? The pros at EcoSpray Green will, let's take that out. Take that all out because it's confusing. Let's just start a whole new sentence. Oh, stop. Okay, let's just say trust EcoSpray Green with all of your pressure washing and home improvement needs.
Okay, one moment.
Trust EcoSpray Green. Let's see, hold on, let's say it right. Trust EcoSpray Green to provide a quality.
Okay, let me start over.
Okay. Tell me when you...
Okay, I'm going to start over, so just say it. Go ahead. Trust
okay.
EcoSpray Green.
Trust EcoSpray Green to provide a quality...
Okay, hold on a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
To provide a quality service, a quality Oh, Jerica, let me write it down. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah, because I had it, and it goes away. I know it goes away that fast.
Trust EcoSpray Green for all your pressure washing.
Trust, but I was trying to, okay, so just keep it simple again. Trust EcoSpray Green to provide, to provide a quality service every time with all of, that's too much, ain't it? See, I'm getting too much. Trust EcoSpray Green to provide a professional quality service. A professional quality service. Oh, hold on, Shalette. I messed up. Trust
okay, so I'm not writing yet until you tell me.
No, don't write yet. Don't write
yet. Got
it.
Okay.
Trust EcoSpray Green to provide a quality service for all of your home, that's too much. Trust EcoSpray Green to provide a quality home improvement and pressure washing. No, but take the quality out. Trust EcoSpray Green to provide. Trust EcoSpray Green. What did I just say? God dog it, bang it, bring it. Let me look at some of my other stuff. The pros, they said here, the pros at EcoSpray Green will safely, the pros at EcoSpray Green, no. Trust EcoSpray Green to provide, where we are. Hold on, let me go back to the site. 2 seconds. I'm going to get this. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Let me write it down. EcoSpray Green will provide a quality and professional service for all of your pressure washing and home improvement needs. There we go. Got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Perfect. So you start me off. Trust EcoSpray Green.
I got. I said. Yep. Trust EcoSpray Green. To provide,
okay,
a quality and professional services
okay.
quality and professional service or services?
Well, if we stop there, I was going to tell you this. Trust EcoSpray can provide, we need to take the A out if we're going to use services. To provide,
okay,
not A quality, but take that A out, right?
Yes, Trust EcoSpray agrees to provide quality and professional services. There we go. You got it. Do it. Take
okay.
the A out. Quality and professional services for all of your pressure washing and home improvement needs.
Okay.
Woo! That was rough.
Pressure washing and home improvement.
Mm-hmm.
One moment. Okay. This sentence you just wrote is going to replace both those sentences, right?
Yep.
Okay. Change to... So we just...
Don't kill me. It's something on here I didn't see before. I need to go back after you fix that real quick to those tabs. I mean, to the... well, yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to see this on this site. Let's see here. We don't. So on the site, Yeah. Can I change that? Maybe that's something I can change. Let's see if I can. Nope, they don't let me edit. Well, those are the keywords. So the keywords do pop up on our services, right?
Okay, it looks like this is what I was telling you. The mm-hmm. That keyword, the search phrase list doesn't pop up anywhere that people can see. But that search phrase list was copied over onto your list of services, which
got it.
This is where it doesn't have to be. The list of services can look different. A lot of times you might have a lot of keywords you want to be found for, but the list of services would be a little bit shorter and neater, you know?
Right.
So...
Okay.
I need one moment because I may have, I just got to make sure I've got everything so far. Just one moment.
No worries. Take your time. I don't want to confuse you. I had saw that. I'm switching.
I think I skipped over one thing and I'm trying to, when we got to the sentence, so I just want to make sure I've got everything.
Let me keep you on what you own and then I'll ask when you're ready. I'm so sorry.
Okay. No worries. One moment.
There we go. I got both screens up. Boom. Okay. We need to put.
One more moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you for your patience on that. Now where are you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now I am on, if we go back to services.
Okay.
To make that look, you said, look neater.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Here we are. Okay. Yes. Is there any way, it says, okay, so up here it says, can I make this better? It says the pros at perfect wash, it says that again, okay, so this is where what we just did, that would take that all off, right?
Right. Those two sentences will be replaced with the sentence you gave me.
Okay.
And at the end, it would still say call and with the correct number for a free estimate today, unless you change it.
And then it'll start going down to what we do, right?
Right. And the changes I've asked for so far would be under pressure washing, put welding, and remove the brick cleaning.
Okay. So I want to change those two because some of them are repeating itself.
Okay.
I didn't understand that earlier to be all in the same place. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. This is the one that counts as far as what people are going to see.
Correct. Yeah, I was getting that confused. So with that, is there any way that we can kind of break it up into kind of like small categories almost?
Yes, but you don't want this list to keep going down any longer. So,
No. I'm going to redo this whole list because a lot of this is saying the same thing.
Okay. So, yes, what you can do, I could tell you, I mean, I could spend time with you, but also if you're going to take some time to, like, rearrange it and what you exactly want,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're going to section it and or if you're just going to, if it's something, you know, we can do over the phone, that's fine, but you can also do it and email it to us and say, I want this list replaced with this, and we can do that too. It can go either way.
Okay.
It just depends on how much time you need to figure out what you really want.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll email it. I mean, I can do it with you because I already started writing it down.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and write your list and I'll write it from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I have pressure washing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And under pressure washing, I have residential and commercial.
Okay, one moment. Okay.
Okay, and then I have fleet.
Okay,
and then that's under pressure washing. And then I have commercial, what we offer in the commercial, well, hold on 1 second, the commercial services. Okay, garage.
So we're adding, first of all, we're adding a line. We're adding commercial now. So it's going to say pressure washing, residential and commercial, fleet, and now it's going to say commercial. Is that correct?
No, that's right, because you got commercial already. So leave commercial out. There we go. Boom. Right there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Under the commercial or to the side of commercial, whichever, do you think I should be specific or when it says pressure washing, you think it kind of covers if we do garages or whatever? Or you think they'll call because it says commercial, or do I need to kind of say what?
Well, I don't think you need to say exactly what. You know, it's
because they pressure
washing,
whatever.
And you do residential and commercial, and I would assume that you may do residential and commercial for everything, you know.
Exactly.
But it's
okay,
especially
that.
Pressure
okay.
washing. So right now, the only three that I have the exact, let me just check on, just give me a moment, please. I need a moment, just a moment, I'm sorry, to make arrangements for my next appointments. Can I have you on just a brief hold?
Okay, no worries.
Sure, one moment.
Mm-hmm. Home improvement. Painting. Make ready staging. Window cleaning.
Okay, I may stop again in a second, but I apologize for that break. So what I have is pressure washing, then residential and commercial, then fleet.
Correct.
Okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm. Okay, next is multifamily.
Multifamily.
I mean, sorry, next is home improvement. Next is home improvement.
Okay.
Okay. Under the home improvement, we have painting, interior and exterior.
Okay, so am I going to put painting and then interior and exterior all on the same line, or painting and then under it interior, exterior, painting? Or am I going to put interior painting and exterior painting?
I think when I was listening to you, I think I'm going to do interior and exterior painting.
Okay, let me grab those. Okay.
Okay, then we have make ready.
Make ready?
Mm-hmm, make ready.
Okay, okay.
And then under that, under make ready, we're going to have staging. Landscaping.
Now that's two different lines. Staging's one, and then
mm-hmm.
landscaping. Okay.
Under make ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, and then that's in remodel.
Oh, okay. So under landscaping, now it says
under
remodel.
So under make ready,
mm-hmm.
if this was how I'm visualizing it, under make ready, we do, so a make ready includes staging, landscaping, and remodel.
Okay, just one moment.
Does that not sound right to you?
No, it's fine. I just...
Okay.
Remodel. Okay, so under make ready, I have
mm-hmm.
staging, landscaping, remodel, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Do I need to say what? I mean, because we do, I guess the main thing we do on a remodel is like we do... I mean, because it can be so, because it's so, I think remodel is so broad. You know what I mean?
It is.
Okay. We install lights. We you know, change bathroom tubs to just, you know, standalone showers. We install cabinets. We do cabinet painting. So I don't want to do so much. I don't want to do all that. I just want to keep it simple and to the point.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So remodel or remodeling?
Remodeling.
Okay. Got it.
Next, we have window cleaning.
Okay.
Next, we have sprinkler installation.
Okay. One moment.
No problem.
Okay, so I've got sprinkler installation.
Mm-hmm, sprinkler installation, and then we have fence and deck installation.
Fence and, okay, so.
Deck.
This will be, you're going to make it all in one line? Fence and deck?
Okay, so should we make it? Should we make it all one line, or should I go fence installation and deck installation?
I would do it separate, just
separate.
Hold to the same format. Okay.
Okay. Okay, also, let's see here, what else am I missing?
I'm going to tell you things, mm-hmm. things that I'm reading in the old list that were didn't put in, and you can mm-hmm. kind of keep in mind if you still want to keep them out, because they fit under something that we've done, right? So,
okay.
Things you didn't put in, specifically building cleaning. Mold removal, surface cleaning.
Well, I'm getting that in the most. So that after we do the fence and deck installation, I was going to go to multifamily, and then I was going to put in there mold removal. The stuff like you're listing the mold.
Okay. Okay. So we're still going. Okay. So, mm-hmm. So after deck installation is multifamily?
Multifamily.
Okay.
And we're going to go into mold removal.
Okay.
Brick, cleaning.
Okay, so... Earlier, you wanted brick cleaning taken off. You don't want it taken off?
Well, I guess in the multifamily, it does
okay.
not. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it'll go here. All right.
Go there. Yeah, you're right.
I guess that's why I remember.
Because I thought that there was, we do it, but it's not, it can fall up under this right here.
Okay. I was going to be replacing part of my.
Commercial. I mean, I guess. I don't have to have it. We can just put mold removal. We don't have to do sprinkler. We just put mold removal, wind and cleaning.
Wait. Okay, wait a second. You have window cleaning up above.
I guess we can just put stone cleaning, and that kind of do all of it. How about that?
Okay. So under multifamily, I have mold removal, stone cleaning.
You still with me, Jeanette?
Yes, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
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 Oh, I lost you for a quick second. Yeah, there you are.
I could hear you the whole time, but...
I'm so sorry. I couldn't hear. It went to my Bluetooth.
Can you hold for just one moment?
Mm-hmm.
I really apologize.
Thank you. No.
Just, okay. So let's just see where we are right now.
Okay.
Under multifamily, I had mold removal, brick cleaning, and I didn't go any further.
Exterior mold removal.
Exterior mold removal. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's on the same thing. The same, you had it right, but just put exterior in front.
Okay, got it. All
okay.
Right, so now we're below brick cleaning.
No, we took brick cleaning off and we was going to do stone cleaning.
Stone cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, you're right.
That's okay.
Stone cleaning, okay.
Window cleaning.
Okay, you have window cleaning up above. Under, you said landscaping, remodeling,
home improvement,
cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Let's put it again under the multifamily because people sometimes, I don't know why they, you know,
I apologize.
You know,
but
if
we do it twice, it'll mess up the systems.
That's okay. No big, no biggie. We can, that ain't big enough for that. That's cool. No problem. We got the stone clean on there. Parking garages. Water reclamation.